"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Big story today in the El Segundo Times. Not sure why it's a big story, which is why we're going to pick on it.
Because it offends their woke sensibilities. That's why.
Oh. Beverly Hills is always watching you with thousands of cameras, and the city isn't done. That's the headline that the headline writer chose to use on the internet version of this story by Libor Janney, who's a staff writer we've never encountered before.
That's a guy.
Well, Libor?
Libor is a guy. It says he.
All right. Well, Libor was assigned this big task to go to Beverly Hills and figure out why in the world would they install even more security cameras in public. It starts like this. Travel along Wilshire Boulevard in Beverly Hills and digital eyes follow you. The same goes for Olympic Boulevard and Rodeo Drive and more. Oh, the horrors. Could you imagine? You're driving around Beverly Hills and there's security cameras following you. And
you mean they have a camera at one intersection?
This is for the paranoid, isn't it?
They have a camera at one intersection, and then they have a camera at the other intersection, and then I have another camera at another intersection. Oh!
Can I ask a question? Did an a-hole like this ever get upset when all the damn red light cameras were in there? Not just watching us, but also recording our violations so they could find us. I never saw any complaint stories in the El Segundo Times about the damn red light cameras.
No,
did you?
No.
Never saw one.
Bet you'll find...
Oh, because that was about safety. Well, this is too.
Bet you'll find 12 editorials praising the new red light camera system.
Sure, we need more of them.
Yeah.
Right. For years, the Los Angeles enclave, synonymous with exclusivity and privilege. Ah, here it is.
Oh, wow. We're not allowed to be exclusive.
Second paragraph,
yeah.
Right?
What are you people doing making money and being successful, huh?
How dare you try to guard your wealth with cameras to catch the bad guys? What's wrong with you?
Well, you don't want your stuff stolen? Really? Come on, let them in.
They've been building a network of surveillance cameras that today covers much of its bustling shopping district and many residential areas. I will pause here to tell you one quick story. Last summer, my sister and her family came to visit, and we went to Beverly Hills, and we parked in one of the parking garages, came back, and there was a ticket because the friend of mine we rode with, no front license plate.
There you go. They can't track you if you don't have a front license plate now, can they?
We immediately said the same thing. It's like, well, that's how much security they have in this town. Hey, someone has time to walk around the parking garages and cite people for no front license plate.
This idiot, Libor Janey, really has the nerve to write this article after Jacqueline Avant got blasted away in her own house.
Oh, apples and oranges. What are you talking about?
Yeah, right. Remember in the
it's
first
thing. It's not like home invaders are running in downtown Beverly Hills.
Yeah, it's not like jewelry stores are getting smashed in with gangs of 5 and 10 robbers at a time.
And they were clear on this last year when this started to happen. They weren't going to put up with this. They were going to get more cops on the streets. They were going to install more cameras. Yep. They don't do what L.A. does, and they're smart for it.
There's no homeless on the street. There is no homeless in the parks.
That's right.
Nothing.
That's right.
They do send ambassadors in.
The city has about 2,000 closed-circuit cameras. Oh, here's another stat. Nearly one for every 17 residents. You like the way they stick that ratio in? Like, it really matters. But
what does it matter?
To make you feel like there's so... I don't know.
I don't understand what the ratio to residents matter. You have the cameras in areas where you have to protect and identify.
But he does mention cameras that snap photos of drivers going through red lights. He does put it in there, although do they still enforce that? I didn't think
LA County judges were not enforcing the red light camera
laws. Like 5 years ago. Are they? Some of these, I think, are some of the LA ones I noticed are just dead. They don't do anything. The signs are still there, but I don't think their red light cameras are really operational.
They have drones. They have devices that read license plates, check them against law enforcement databases. They find unregistered plates, stolen vehicles. Well, that's what you expect to happen in a civilized world.
No, this is fascist.
Beverly Hills is surrounded.
This is Big Brother watching you night and day. What's wrong with Beverly Hills?
What you have is Beverly Hills is almost entirely surrounded by a city that is completely non-functional. Los Angeles does not function as a modern, normal city
That's
anymore.
That's a good point. They always have to be on guard, don't they?
Because there's so many entry points from Los Angeles, and Garcetti doesn't care about all the criminals. He doesn't care about all the gangs. He calls the police killers. He doesn't care about the homeless people and the drugs. So imagine that. It's like imagine you live in an apartment, and the rest of the apartment building are gang members. That's what Beverly Hills is.
That's what you have to deal with.
Yeah.
Right? They talked to the assistant city manager, Nancy Hunt-Coffee, who said there's a 5-year proposal to spend $14 million for an additional 900 cameras. The ultimate goal? Ubiquitous coverage, she said. And it seems proudly she said that.
I'd like that they don't back down, that they don't feel self-conscious in any way.
He's probably asking me this because it seems like too much. Nah, ubiquitous coverage.
Yeah.
We want
the
cameras everywhere to tell the thieves, not happening here. Because at least we've got some surveillance on you, we might be able to find you.
Listen to this.
And then
paragraph.
It mentions, it's illustrative of how this city combats robberies, thefts, and other crimes targeting luxury stores and wealthy people.
So in Libor Janey's idea, this is a controversial idea. Should the city not defend itself against gangs and thieves and criminals?
And by the way, there are some very middle-class, ordinary tourists who walk around Beverly Hills who could also be subject to a robbery. I realize they drive by and looking to see if you have a $300,000 watch on your wrist. That does happen. But why shouldn't someone be able to protect themselves? And the city of Beverly Hills wants to help them protect themselves against street crime. Why not? What's wrong with that? if wealthy people, the only one that can afford the cameras, then no one should have the cameras because we all have to be equal.
LA's got billions of tax money coming in. They could spend it on cameras if they want. Nobody's stopping them.
Yeah.
All right. The Beverly Hills people are paying taxes to the government, and the government's spending it on something that's really useful so that their stores don't get busted into, so their homes don't get busted into, and people get shot. Killed, like Jacqueline Avant.
So now you know it's the El Segundo Times when halfway through the story, here comes the race angle. Will Beverly Hills use all this surveillance to single out Black and Latino people for arrest and criminal charges? Civil libertarians don't trust them to use the cameras in an unbiased way.
Look, I don't like continuous surveillance. I just don't like the idea of that. That you just can't walk freely and not be tracked by somebody. But I don't have a better answer when you have a city like Los Angeles that doesn't doesn't charge criminals with crimes.
Yeah, everybody's released. No bail.
Or the
no
state
consequences.
The state of California doesn't sentence and imprison them for long periods. So what else is a city supposed to do? You've created this Wild West, this lawless zone. So the Beverly Hills is doing what they can.
Yep. They have 60 cameras per 1,000 residents. That's one of the most surveilled cities in the world, along with London and, oh, Beijing, see? Mm-hmm. Oh, they dragged the communists into this.
Oh, they like Beijing's anti-COVID policies, though. That's fine. Tackling people in the streets, dragging them to, what do you call those, internment camps, COVID internment camps. Forcing vaccines on them, that's okay for the LA Times.
So most of the rest of the article is whether or not this is going to target people of color. Just because Beverly Hills, as John pointed out, doesn't want to turn into L.A., being overridden with criminals. And, of course, L.A. not only has a lack of surveillance cameras compared to most major cities, right? But what did we find out recently? Oh, that was, what was the story with the surveillance camera? That was New York, the subway. They were all off.
Right? Yeah. They should be targeting the whoever's committing the crimes. And the surveillance camera, see, this is what's really cool about the surveillance cameras. It shows you exactly who committed the crimes.
Yeah.
So we don't have to have a debate over who the police are going after or not going after or unfairly targeting. Now you know exactly who you need to target. You have their face. You have their car, you have their license plate, you have a series of video or photos which show you which direction they're going. If they come back to town, you can match them a second time. This eliminates all the biases and the discrimination.
In fact, the police chief, Mark Stainbrook, said the cameras have helped solve dozens of crimes, including the murder of Jacqueline Avant and the overdose death of a billionaire son. Detectives use city cameras to stitch together the suspect's movements. See, how about that?
Right. So that's the thing. They get the police chief to say, hey, this has been a wildly successful program. And the next thing that this Libor Janey writes, but he hasn't always shared the council's breathless enthusiasm for adding more cameras.
Right.
See, it becomes breathless enthusiasm. Well, and what do they say? We got 2,000 in Beverly Hills?
Yeah.
So once you have 2,000, what does it matter if you have 3,000?
Right. You know what? I don't even think about it anymore. It doesn't bother me. I know there's surveillance cameras anytime I go into public. It's likely.
So you just got to stop dropping your pants in public. That's all.
Yeah, every once in a while I might look up and wave when I see one on the ceiling. I used to do that in Vegas because the casinos, they're everywhere. Surveillance cameras, not in the bathrooms, I hope. But
well.
By the way, Stainbrook is floating the idea of building an intelligence center where the feeds from cameras, drones, and automated license plate readers could be monitored in real time by private security contractors. See, they don't have enough cops or civilian employees to monitor the live feed, so they have to just look at it later and they have to call it up. But he's hoping for something even more state-of-the-art.
And one thing Stainbrook said is because of, like, people watch too much stupid television, like CSI, jurors don't want to convict unless there's video evidence. Oh. Imagine how crazy that is. Well, I don't know. I mean, I watch TV every night. I mean, I watch every variation of the CSI, and they always have video evidence. I say, all right, moron.
There was a ridiculous
show. We'll put 2,000 cameras in the city, so you always have video evidence.
CBS had a show. I don't know if either one of you heard of it. Person of Interest? Either one of you?
I've heard the title.
I have heard that.
It went off the air, but it was on for like 5 years. I watched it, and that thing that I just talked about, a central intelligence, it became a monster in the show, but it was using surveillance cameras and technology and computer algorithms to kind of keep track of everything and everybody, and it could make moves and do things. It was kind of like the nightmare that some of these people predict could happen. All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
You know, when Mayor Yoga Pants was first elected and became mayor of Los Angeles in 2013, one of the things he ran on in his big campaign against his opponent, Wendy Gruel, was he was going to clean up the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power. In fact, the big union at LADWP supported Gruel over Garcetti. So he seemed to make it a point that he was going to do something about horrible LADWP. So he hires this guy by the name of David Wright. in 2016 to take over DWP. The reason we're talking about it is that Mr. Wright this afternoon just got 6 years in prison in a corruption case. Nice pick. We've talked about this case for some time
now. Wait, another city official going to prison? Wow.
Yes.
They're going to have to build a whole wing on the prison just to accommodate city officials.
His scam was to persuade the LADWB board back in 2017 to give a $30 million no-bid contract to a company. And then he didn't tell the board that company had secretly agreed to hire Wright when he stepped down from LADWP at $1 million a year. And it's always fun to get this, a Mercedes-Benz. They threw in a luxury car. Once you retire from the utility, you come to work for us. We'll pay you $1 million a year and we'll get you a nice luxury car. He never got the $1 million a year or the luxury car because this whole thing fell apart on him. And eventually the whole corruption case, they charged him with bribery.
Now he's going to get a luxury jail cell.
He did plead guilty to one count of bribery. And this afternoon, a federal judge sentenced him to 6 years. Prosecutors wanted 8 years. Defense wanted just 2 years. Say the judge leaned a little closer to the prosecutors. He's also going to be on 3 years of probation after he serves his time in prison. Now, the thing about this, we're waiting to see if there's still more coming in this scandal. This all deals with this lawyer. His name is Paul Paradis, who was a New York attorney. And he came in, and what do you know? He worked for Mike Fuhrer's office. Mike Fuhrer is the Los Angeles City attorney.
Fuhrer hired him.
He's running for mayor.
He's got 2%.
Yeah, I know. I don't think he's going to be
running. He's running very slowly for mayor.
And apparently, this Paradis, he really went to work because he's the one that ended up not only working for the city attorney's office on litigation from that terrible billing system they had where a bunch of ratepayers sued, but he also was representing the ratepayers. So what he did was he founded an attorney in Ohio to take over representing the ratepayers, and they worked out a deal where Paradis got a pile of money, legal fees, right? But looks like he was dealing on the side, too, by meeting with the DWP executive, David Wright, to try to get himself an exclusive deal with LADWP for his company.
You know, the stuff they did was really blatant. They had no fear. How much goes on? Apparently, there must be a lot of this going on, because it doesn't seem like they tried very hard to be subtle about it.
Yeah.
I mean, they stole a lot of money. They had a pretty straightforward deal. You know, Paradis came and hired another attorney, and they said, okay, I'll represent the city. You present the ratepayers. We'll come up with a settlement, and we'll skim off a big chunk off the top and split it.
Right.
And they didn't think, well, how are we going to make sure nobody figures this out? You know, what if there's an investigation? And then he's got this side deal going on with David Wright. I mean, what? These guys, I mean, how much of this goes on? And how do they know they can do this? Who did they learn from? Right? They all must have had some kind of blueprint. It's like, oh, yeah, well, I know what to do here. Yeah, I've heard about that. Right, because if somebody came to me with some kind of racket like that, my reaction would be, well, who does this? How do you know you can get away with this? But they know they can get away with this most of the time. I forgot. How did they get caught?
I don't know.
There
was some, I think there was a tip that maybe contract was a little bit questionable.
Well, remember,
it says in March 2019, there was growing public attention on the Aventador contract and questions about the city attorney's actions in the billing litigation scam, too. And look at this, right? Like right out of a spy novel, apparently the Wright and this Paradis feared their relationship would be discovered. And Wright said, destroy all of your incriminating text messages and emails. And then they met at a downtown L.A. cafe where the lawyer Paradis left a paper bag with a wiped phone and a burner phone for David Wright to use. Well, eventually he sits down with federal investigators in June of 2019. This is David Wright. But he tried to deny that he had any future interest in this company Aventador, which is the one that was going to make him a million-dollar CEO.
Then they deny it, which ends up being more crimes, because now you're lying to law enforcement.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they actually put all their business in writing in their texts and emails. Wow.
Yeah, I guess you're right. They should have just met in person every time and made sure they weren't being recorded.
No, I'm trying to understand the mindset of all these people that are not afraid of getting caught, not afraid of leaving a record behind, not afraid of lying to investigators.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of arrogance do you have to possess? You actually think you're smarter and you're sure that you know everything you need to know? Like, one good way to go through life is always be aware that there are things you don't know. You don't know what's going on. You don't know what you don't know. Don't ever think you've got everything down and accounted for.
What we don't know is whether or not this whole thing is over. We do have a couple of other people involved in this DWP corruption who are awaiting sentencing. But are there going to be even more arrests?
Mike Fuhrer.
That would be one that's on the table.
He'd be the next one up the ladder.
Yep. Yep. All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
You condemned to die by a jury of your peers?
Your electricity shall not be passed through your body until you are dead.
And now, an update from the John and Ken Execution Desk. Here's John and Ken.
John Cobelt and Ken Champeau. It's KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Well, we are at the execution desk for the execution that apparently is not going to happen this week. I had mentioned last week as Texas executed an inmate. I think he was a cop killer. That was late last week. It was their first of 2022. They had another one scheduled for this week. It was going to be Wednesday. And of significance, it was going to be a woman. You know, since women have accounted for only 3.6% of the more than 16,000 confirmed executions in the U.S., dating back to the colonial period, the 1600s.
Well, you know, I think that's a disproportionate attack on men, is it not?
That would appear to be it's sexist.
Don't you think that women should be 51% of the executions to match their percentage of the population?
You're right. What's the opposite word to misogynist? You used to know this word.
Misandrist.
Well, what is it again?
A misandrist. Okay. That means you're a man-hater. Okay, and we have
you don't hear that one come up often.
We have a man. No, because it's okay to hate men.
Yeah.
Women don't think of themselves as being man haters, or if they are, they think it's cool. But here, clearly, there's a lack of proportionality. This is discrimination. This is sexism against men that you only 3% of women are among the executed.
Since the U.S. Supreme Court reinstated the death penalty in 1976, there have been 17 women executed throughout the nation. Texas, of course, has put more women to death, six, than any other state.
They don't even arrest women for murder.
But guess who killed the last woman? Trump.
Oh, yeah, one of the federal executions.
Yeah, Lisa Montgomery of Kansas received a lethal injection in January 2021. That was right when Trump was leaving.
He did it all, didn't he?
I remember he was executing people left and right before he left
office. Yeah, he went on a spree.
The excuse is probably not going to happen. In fact, we may even see clemency. I'm always suspect when celebrities, Kardashians,
step forward. Yeah, I know. She woke up one morning, this Kim Kardashian, and she of the inflatable bubble butt, and decided she was a legal expert. And somehow she got into Trump's office. I don't know what went on there.
Well, she helped get a woman released from prison who was in for a long term on drug charges. Remember that?
What did she do to help?
Most people agree that was a good thing, though.
But what does she do when people say, oh, Kim Kardashian helped? What's the help? What's coming out of her brain that isn't coming out of...
I think Trump credited her, though.
What do you think Trump was after here?
She was a federal... Remember that picture where they were...
Yeah, exactly.
I think he was smiling, but they weren't. It was weird looking.
Why do you think Trump invited Kim Kardashian into the office to probe her legal mind?
Well, the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals has granted a request by this woman. Her name is Melissa Lucio. For a stay of execution so they can review her claims that new evidence would exonerate her. This story goes back to 2007. Melissa Lucio, get ready for this, is a mother of 14.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 14, and she's had many of them taken from her custody.
Yep, and it was her two-year-old daughter, a little girl by the name of Mariah, who died in 2007, and eventually the jury voted that the mother killed her, that it was child abuse. But there have been a lot of claims in these intervening years that, and I know this sounds made up, that the child may have fallen down some steep stairs and got a brain injury, which eventually resulted in her death.
That sounds like some kind of neglect, huh? Murderous neglect?
A two-year-old would fall down the... not death penalty neglect.
I'm just saying, it's 14 kids she's had. I'm sure there were multiple fathers, and she's had a number of them taken from her custody, which means she was neglectful or abusive. So I don't understand the sympathy for this woman here.
Well, they think there should be a new trial because there was supposed to be experts testifying that it could very well be that the child did fall down steep stairs and got a brain injury. They were not allowed at the trial. All the jury got was what is supposedly, I know we've heard this before, a coerced confession by Lucio.
Could you be coerced into saying that you killed a family member when you didn't?
Probably I would say no.
I mean, we're talking about in America. We're not talking about in Saudi Arabia.
Russia?
Russia, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm not taking sides. I wasn't there. I don't know. I'm just saying there seems to be like a knee-jerk run to defend her, protect her. And I'm saying, well, wait a second here. This is not a good woman. Or this is not a mentally stable woman at the very least.
Well, half of the jurors who sentenced her to death now think there should be a new trial.
They've become aware
of this new information and new evidence and think that maybe if they had this back when she was on trial, they would not have sentenced her to death. That's something. Half the jury.
Well,
the new evidence shows that Mariah's injuries, including a blow to the head, were caused by a fall down a steep staircase. And there are now a bunch of Republican Texans who think maybe we oughtn't rush and murder this woman. Maybe we ought to take another look at the case. So this one's a little different. It does have Kim Kardashian involved. Amanda Knox. Wow, the American was convicted of murdering a British student in Italy, but the conviction was overturned as involved.
Yeah, that loon bag.
Wow, forgot about that name.
Yeah, right. I'm just looking at the kind of people this case is attracting.
She has a clemency application before the Texas Board of Pardons and Paroles are going to consider her case, but right now they have stayed her execution pending a look at the evidence. I'm not saying that she didn't murder her daughter, too. I mean, God, look at the cases we have here with the two little boys, remember Gabriel Fernandez and Anthony Avalos, and the mothers were involved in their deaths. Sometimes people are reluctant to believe that a mother would kill their own child versus just a boyfriend.
They cover up all the mother deaths.
Right.
Be clear, it's a disproportionate prosecution of men. I don't know how anybody could see otherwise.
And there's this nugget. Armando Villalobos, he was the county DA when this woman was convicted. And apparently, he was trying to help his reelection bid. You might say, well, that sounds like a... Well, in 2014, he got 13 years in federal prison for a bribery scheme related to offering favorable prosecutorial decisions. So look at that. He was corrupt.
And he had a sale going on.
Pay up and we'll get a conviction. All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken.
Hey, coming up this Saturday, if you're an L.A. County registered voter and you have not yet signed the petition to recall D.A. George Gascon from office, what's wrong with you? Okay. That aside, at every city hall in the county, there's going to be a petition signing event for you to go to. I could read the list and start with the A's. Should I?
Oh, no, don't. Well, I think isn't there like 88 cities in LA County?
Yeah, but I don't know if they all have city halls.
Right.
So let me see.
Some of them aren't incorporated in cities.
This list looks at least 30, 40 cities long. But anyway, you'd have to go to their website to find your specific city hall. But it is going to happen on Saturday, April 30th. In a window that begins at, 11 a.m. 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. There will be somebody there with the George Gascon petitions at the city halls throughout Los Angeles County. So you go to recalldageorgegascon.com, and I'm sure the event, they're calling it the Super Saturday Petition Signing Event, is up there. So they can't make it any easier for you. No matter where you live in the county, you make your way to a city hall, you'll find the petitions. This is one of my favorite weird stories from over the weekend. You know, the real estate market's pretty hot, right? Not just in California, but around the country. I'm not sure why. We just don't seem to have enough homes, or what, people are more interested in buying homes, or is it speculators and corporations that are buying them all? I don't know. But a house in Fairfax, Virginia wasn't on the market very long. It is a 5-bedroom, 4-bathroom house that sold for $805,000. It closed less than a week after it was listed. And the reason it's getting attention is because there was a clause in the purchase agreement. There's a stranger living in the basement, and you'll just have to put up with that. Now, who would buy a home where you knew that there's a stranger living in the basement?
Somebody who thinks they can get them out.
Well, the seller was an old man who was ill, and he offered his basement dweller a place to stay 3 years ago because she cleaned his home and convinced him she needed a place to stay. So he offered her the basement. She went there and never left, and she does not pay rent. The agent said that the man's family was hoping to sell the home before he died because he didn't have a will, and they didn't have the money to hire a lawyer to work on the eviction. So a neighbor told a TV station that a woman and her daughter live in the basement. The listing describes the lower level as a walkout basement with a legal bedroom, full bath, storage, and large living area. The home itself was built in 1964, and the last time it sold for about $300,000. That was 1997, but now it's sold for over $800,000. And apparently the home needs work. It's got some real...
Well, I've read that all around the country for the last 2 years, as people were impulsively moving and fleeing COVID states and dictatorial states, that people were buying homes sight unseen by the thousands.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. A lot of New Yorkers did that. I read stories of them. They just wanted to go. Like, there's a house in Vermont. I want it.
You could look online, and they have one of those like 360 video views of the rooms. It's like, fine, that's good enough.
Could you imagine doing that? I couldn't.
Yeah, I could, under certain circumstances. I don't know, the way, once you've seen a house in pictures or video, you've seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What you want is the inspection report to see if it has termites or rats or something. That's the part where sales get hung up on.
Yeah, those are all fraudulent.
But, you know, it's...
Well, to get a squatter's right in Virginia, you have to live in a place for 15 years and not hide the fact that you're living there. So it doesn't sound like this woman will have squatter's rights because she's been down there for several years, but not 15 years. So,
well, that's why probably the buyer...
Want her out, and as I mentioned, she has her own kind of entrance. It's not like she walks up to the middle of your living room to get out of the house.
Buyer probably thinks I can get a lawyer and get her out because she's got a legal right to be there. I mean, this is not California. In California, you'd have a real problem. Because if you live in somebody's house for a day, you know, you've got legal rights to your room.
And it looks like you're right, because according to one realtor, the inventory of homes in Northern Virginia is so limited that people look at a price like $800,000 and decide, I want that.
Well,
and they don't care about the person in the basement.
No, you know, and the problem is partly practical. If you can buy it like that day for the $800,000 without seeing it, you'll get the house. But if you take the time to fly there, or you want to take a tour of 17 different houses, within 24 hours, and I've run into this, I told you the other day, we've looked at a few homes, you get 2 dozen bids on every house now. 2 dozen bids. No exaggeration. So either you buy it right away, or you're fighting 23 other people. And that's only going to cost you a lot more money if you want to outlast the rest of them. So I kind of get it.
When we come back, you may have heard about this. 3 Southern California sheriffs got together in Chino, and they attacked the state legislature and wokeism. Coming up next.
John and Ken Show. Deborah Mark has the news. KFI AM 640. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.